A. Sir Freddie Laker. Sir Freddie Laker was the pioneer of low-cost airline travel. Back in the 1970s, he battled governments and major airlines to provide people with cheap, no-frills flights, inspiring later entrepreneurs like Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Atlantic to do the same. Sir Freddie founded Laker Airways in 1966. With his trademark SkyTrain in 1977, it became the first privately owned scheduled airline to fly the North Atlantic. He used the revolutionary concept of passengers buying their tickets only on the day of travel, charging a third of the price of competing airlines. Sir Freddie marketed aggressively and was popular with the public, but he faced a number of hurdles. His fleet had been expanded rapidly with high-interest loans. Currency exchange rates were unfavorable, and governments on both sides of the Atlantic opposed him. The major airlines, fearing the price competition, also opposed him and colluded in strategies to plot the airline's downfall. In 1982, Laker Airways went bankrupt, owing £264 million in debts. But Sir Freddie's fighting spirit prevailed. From his new base in the Bahamas, he ran Laker Airways Bahamas until 2005, a year before he died.
Questions. Number 11. What was Sir Freddie's goal when creating Laker Airways? Number 12. What was one reason for the collapse of Laker Airways?